Now, in a welcome return to the bowl, the enchanting Judy Collins.
Are you mad with greed? George went running in his golden bed at midnight. There she heard the gallows groaning. Cursed be that judge so cruel. 13 years may he lie bleeding. 13 doctors cannot save him. 13 shells of drugs won't ease him. Anathea, Anathea, don't go out into the forest. There among the green pines standing, you will find your brother hanging. Low,
thank you very much. Thank you. It's very nice to be back here, and it's been a long year. A lot of very good things have happened. And I just got back from the Soviet Union and Poland, where we toured about the countryside. We asked for a game of Monopoly in Moscow and couldn't get it. And we thought a lot about the folk music of this country and those countries. And you know, there are a lot of things in common, but American folk music has in it one particular kind of song that isn't found too many other places. It's known generally as the Silver Dagger Ballad. And the Silver Dagger Ballad comes from a time when young men felt inadequate in their relationships to young women. That, of course, is all gone by. And in order to tell a young girl in an intimate and very poignant way that you loved her, a young folk hero would resort to a rather odd form of communication. He would usually use a silver dagger to express his feelings, finding that if he really wanted to make a statement, the easiest way was to do her in, you see. So I have a picture in my mind of a New England scene. You have to imagine this very carefully. It's visual and graphic. The young folk hero is walking down by the riverside with his true love, and they're talking of all kinds of things. He's dragging her by the hair, and she's having a difficult time. He's dressed in his folk hero costume of dungarees and a motorcycle hat, I'm sure it was. And when they get to the edge of the river, he stops, and she stops because he stops, and then he proceeds to do a few things. First of all, he stabs her with a silver dagger, and then he chokes her platonically, mind you. And finally, he shoves her into the river, and about in the 98th verse, she dies of a broken heart. And a friend of mine up in Boston decided he'd write a song about the silver daggers. He has a tremendous command of the obvious, and so he calls this the Silver Dagger Ballad. Oh, Molly dear, go ask your mother if you can be bride of mine. If she says yes, we will get married. If she says no, we'll run away. That's how folk heroes talk. Cannot ask her. She's in her chamber taking a rest, and in her hand a silver dagger. She'll kill the one that I love best. Oh, Molly dear, go ask your father if you can be bride of mine. If he says yes, we will get married. says no, we'll run away. Oh, Willie dear, I cannot ask him. He's in his chamber, taking his rest. The whole family's anemic. In his hand, a silver dagger. He'll kill the one that I love best. Then she took out her silver dagger, plunged it to her lily white breast, said goodbye, father, goodbye, mother, goodbye, the one that I love best. Then he took out his silver dagger, plunged it to his lily white breast, said goodbye, father, and goodbye, mother, goodbye, the one that I love best. Let's all take out silver daggers, plunge them to our lily white breasts, and goodbye, father, and goodbye, mother, goodbye, the one that I love best.
Thank you. Thank you. That really is the silliest song in the world. I had a funny experience about 2 weeks ago. I went to Wheeling, West Virginia to sing with the Wheeling West... you know the place, yes. You're lucky you're here. Wheeling, West Virginia has 19 schools... high school, junior high schools, and so on. And it has not one symphony orchestra among the whole thing. So there's a young man who has the Wheeling Symphony Orchestra in Wheeling, and he's trying to remedy that, you know. So I went down there and sang, and we did some things together, the orchestra and me, which is pretty far out, you know. Folk music isn't a symphony orchestra, someone said to me. So all the people were tuning up, you know, and they said it was close enough for Beethoven. I guess one of the people that's said a lot about so many things is Bob Dylan, and I want to sing you one of his songs. Which I guess we need more of. It's a love song. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd lie in my I can't see my reflection in the water, can't speak the sounds that show no pain, I can't hear the echo of my footsteps, can't remember
remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd lie in again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the skies, but none of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could hear his heart softly pounding, if only he was lying by me, and I'd sleep in my bed once
again. There's a lady who lives in Berkeley, California, who is probably one of the angriest ladies I've ever known. And she writes songs about just about anything that she happens to come across. Her name is Malvina Reynolds, and she came across some people who were picketing a bank called the First National up there. And she ran across some ladies who were wearing very fancy hats and fur coats and were looking down their noses at the beatniks out of school and out of the job and picketing for something fun to do. So she wrote a song. It's called It Isn't Nice. That's what those ladies said, you see. And it has a chorus, if you'd like to sing along with me. It goes, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. Try. shot Medgar in the back. Did you say that wasn't proper? Did you stand out on the track? You were quiet just like mice, and now you say that we're not nice. Well, if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. Sing it out, we don't mind. No, no, no. It isn't nice to dump the groceries. It isn't nice to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it, but the nice ways always fail. It isn't nice, it isn't nice. You told us once, you told us twice. Well, thank you, buddy, for your advice. But if that's freedom's price, we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind. No, 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 we don't mind.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I guess I have to sing this song because it's on my mind a lot. I come and stand at every door, but none can hear my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen, for I am dead, for I am. I'm only 7, although I died in Hiroshima long ago. I'm 7 now, as I was then, when children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by swirling flames. My eyes grew dim, my eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by the wind. I need no fruit, I need no rice, I need no bread, not even sweets. I ask for nothing for myself, for I am dead, for I am. Is that for peace you fight today, you fight today, so that the children of this world may live and grow.